serious or grave in mood or disposition. Now listen to that. The word sober means serious or grave in mood or in your disposition. Secondly, it means not affected by passion or prejudice. Now that's the one I want to light upon. Sober, sobriety, soberness, sober-minded. To not be affected by passion, by your passions, or by your hang-ups in prejudice. You can't be prejudiced and you can't be governed by your passions and have sobriety. Now let's look at what the Bible says here. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Then he says, looking for the blessed hope in the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity. That word iniquity means rebellion against the word of God. And purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. A peculiar people that zealous of good works. That's what the Lord's always interested in, is peculiar people that live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, and they're zealous of good works. They're not zealous of a party. They're not zealous of ease. They're not zealous of affluence. They're not zealous of a big time. They're not zealous of fun to be a Christian. They're zealous of working and doing good works. Praise God. All right, I want us to start at verse 1 now in Titus 2. Chapter 2 of Titus, verse 1. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. And this is sound doctrine. That the aged men, the mature men, in other words, be sober. The aged or mature men to be sober. What is that? Being sober. Not affected by passion or prejudice. You got two classes in Christianity. One, they can get full of prejudice and hold all that old ill will and junk, and that's not being sober-minded. Then you got the other crowd that's governed by their passions. And the one that's governed by the passions, the one the other side don't like them, and the other side don't like the other side. Now that's really great, isn't it? You can't have either side. Praise God. But Jesus is only one side, and that's the side that's right. He said, the aged men be sober. That means they be serious or grave in their mood or disposition, not affected by passion or prejudice. Be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. Well, the aged or mature women likewise, they must be that way. That they be as becometh holiness in their behavior, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober. What? Serious or grave in mood or disposition, not affected by passion or prejudice. The elder women, by their example and by their precept, to teach the younger women to be serious or grave in their moods and dispositions, not affected by some old spirit of passion or prejudice. God have mercy. I hope I can get that ground engraven with a pin of diamond in a rock of your consciousness. Sober. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Verse 6, young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. Have a mind that is serious or grave in mood or disposition. A mind that's not affected by passion or prejudice. Lord, have mercy. Going on, young men, exhort to be sober-minded. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. Oh, I like that. Good work, good work, good work, good work. God don't like lazy bones, I'll tell you that. You think he does? It's like I talked Friday night on those that sow discord among brethren. That's a revelation I want to share with you in the service today. I taught that in the Bible school on Friday night. From Proverbs, the 6th chapter, verses 16 through 19. These 6 things doth God hate. Yea, 7 are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that deviseth wicked imagination. Feet that be swift in running to mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies. See, it said those 6 things God hates, but that 7th one is a person. He said, I hate him that soweth discord among brethren. God just don't hate the old discord. Anybody that runs around sowing discord among brethren, God said, I hate him. And if God hates him, we ought to abhor him. And that's exactly right. But if you're sober-minded, you'll have the fear of God on you. Did you know that? The only thing that's going to make you really sober-minded when you fear God right. You fear God's judgment. God hates the sower of discord. When you put all those other parts together too, in Proverbs 6, 16 through 19, well, just enumerate them real briefly with me. All right, he hates a proud look. He hates a lying tongue. That's part of a person, isn't it? A proud look, a lying tongue. He hates them hands that sheds innocent blood. That's part of a person. Feet that be swift in running to mischief. That's part of a person. Feet that be swift in running to mischief. All right? Proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies. Now he that soweth discord among brethren, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. I've missed that one. All right, a heart. If God hates that heart, he hates those hands, he hates those feet, and he hates those tongues, that gets the very vital part of a person. And God says, I hate that kind of a person that doeth these things. That ought to make us conscious of what God's judgments will be upon us if we are involved into these things. The Holy Ghost this week gave me a revelation dealing with me about the problems that arise in the church and in the ministry and so forth. And every man of God, before he judges, before he pops off, before he takes any action, ought to have a revelation from the Lord. And here's what the Lord spoke to me. He said, there cannot be any more of this. Now, I want to show you the terminology of the Holy Ghost. I said it was this week. It was about 7 or 8 days ago. He said, there cannot be any more wiggly and giggly conduct in this ministry. Now, do y'all know what that means? The Holy Ghost said, I don't want no more of this wiggly and giggly conduct. He's talking about levity. He's talking about passions and other things that create problems and all. The Holy Ghost said, I can't be no more of that, because whoever creates them is going to have to go, because I cannot bless nor work in that atmosphere. A sense of humor? Yes. Don't ever get without a sense of humor, where you can smile or where you could just chuckle a little bit if something happened that was quite amusing. That's all right. But this old wiggly and giggly conduct, God says it's got to go, and the persons that commit such things have to go. So I've just got to relate what the Holy Ghost said. Then he gave me this scripture in Ecclesiastes 7, the first 6 verses. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death is better than the day of one's birth. Now that's quite a scripture, isn't it? It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. For that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, and by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. And after all, out of the heart, Proverbs 14 and 30 says, out of the heart ariseth all the things relating to this life. Everything in life comes out of the heart that's vital to us. So he said, by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. And that's what the Holy Ghost is talking about, this wiggly, giggly stuff, and everything is always funny, and everything's always got to be some kind of an excitement. And let me tell you, one of the antonyms for soberness is excitement. Antonym is the very opposite. Something that's always exciting is the opposite of being sober-minded. And the Holy Ghost says, I can't have it. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. That mirth means just jesting and cutting up. Verse 5, it is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. For as the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of the fool. This is also vanity. And the Holy Ghost says, I don't want no more. There cannot be any more wiggly or giggly conduct in this ministry at any time. A sense of humor, yes. But levity, no. And that must be cut and cut off completely. Soberness. Sobriety means seriousness, or be grave in mood or disposition, not affected by passion or prejudice. Not affected by passion or prejudice. Now back to Timothy again in the writings of the great apostle Paul in 1 Timothy, the 2nd chapter. Beginning in verse 8, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel.